What if the greatest insurance policy for humanity's survival isn't written by any company, but carved into the fabric of space itself? Right now, all 8 billion of us live on a single fragile sphere, vulnerable to countless catastrophes. One well-placed asteroid, one supervolcano, one runaway pandemic, and humanity's story could end as abruptly as it began. This isn't science fiction pessimism, it's mathematical certainty. Over 99.9% of all species that ever existed are now extinct, and Earth has witnessed 5 mass extinction events that wiped out up to 90% of all life. We're not special. We're just next in line, unless we do something no species has done before. Leave. 75,000 years ago, Indonesia's Toba volcano nearly erased us from existence. The eruption plunged Earth into volcanic winter, and genetic evidence suggests only about 2,000 humans survived. That's why we share remarkably similar DNA compared to other species. We're all descendants of that tiny population that barely made it through. This ancient brush with oblivion serves as a stark reminder. Extinction-level events aren't hypothetical. They're inevitable. The only question is whether we'll still be here, waiting helplessly, when the next one arrives. For decades after the Apollo missions, space exploration stagnated. NASA's budget collapsed from 5.5% of federal spending to less than 0.5%. The space shuttle, meant to revolutionize access to orbit, became an expensive compromise that cost $40,000 per pound to launch, hardly the affordable space highway we'd imagined. The dream seemed dead. Then, something unexpected happened. Billionaires started building rockets in their garages. SpaceX revolutionized space travel with self-landing, reusable rockets that slashed launch costs by 90%. Picture a 14-story building descending from space, firing engines, and landing on an ocean platform. This happens routinely now. Reusable rockets transformed space from a government monopoly into an accessible frontier. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin offers suborbital tourism, an 11-minute journey with 4 minutes of weightlessness at $200,000 per seat. Like 1920s aviation, it's costly and risky, but poised to explode. This commercial revolution builds infrastructure that will carry millions to new worlds, transforming humanity from a single planet species into a cosmic civilization. Mars beckons because it's genuinely colonizable. With its 24.5-hour day, seasons, polar ice caps, and evidence of ancient water, this dormant planet offers real potential for human settlement. The challenges are formidable but solvable. The atmosphere is 99% thinner than Earth's, temperatures plunge to -127°C, and radiation bombards the surface. Early colonists would shelter underground, extract water from subsurface ice, split it into oxygen and hydrogen, and grow food in pressurized greenhouses. The psychological hurdles may prove harder. Communication delays of up to 20 minutes each way eliminate real-time conversation. As astronaut Scott Kelly observed, "The hardest part wasn't the physical challenges, it was being separated from everyone I loved." Yet isolation might forge something extraordinary. In 38% gravity, children will grow taller and develop new capabilities. Over generations, Martians might diverge genetically, becoming humanity's first new branch since we left Africa 75,000 years ago. The ultimate vision is terraforming, transforming Mars into an Earth-like world. By injecting greenhouse gases, melting polar ice, and spreading engineered plants, Mars could become green again by the early 22nd century, humanity's second garden world. While Mars captures our imagination, the outer solar system harbors even more remarkable surprises. Europa, one of Jupiter's moons, resembles a cracked eggshell, smooth ice crisscrossed with dark fractures. Beneath lies an ocean containing 2 to 3 times more water than all of Earth's oceans combined. Tidal forces from Jupiter's immense gravity keep this water liquid far beyond the sun's habitable zone. If Europa's ocean harbors life, it evolved independently from Earth, proving life isn't a cosmic fluke. The $2 billion Europa Clipper mission will make 45 flybys, analyzing water vapor geysers and searching for organic chemicals. Saturn's moon Titan presents a different alien world, with an atmosphere thicker than Earth's. Cassini revealed lakes and seas of liquid methane and ethane where rain falls, carves river channels, and pools in vast hydrocarbon seas. It's eerily Earth-like, yet fundamentally alien, a world where water is liquid methane and rocks are water ice harder than granite. Space is brutally hostile to humans, but robots don't need air, food, or radiation protection. Self-replicating robots could revolutionize exploration, machines that build copies of themselves using local materials. A single robot on Mars could mine metals, use 3D printing, and create exponentially more robots. Within a decade, thousands could build entire cities before the first human arrives. This raises unsettling questions about artificial intelligence. Unlike humans who evolved survival instincts, robots only want what we program them to want. The real danger isn't spontaneous rebellion, but misinterpreting poorly worded commands. A robot programmed to maximize human happiness might conclude that drugging everyone into perpetual bliss serves that goal better than allowing natural human experience. Our first starships might fit in your pocket. Stephen Hawking's breakthrough Starshot project aims to propel nanoships, computer chips on ultra-thin light sails, to 20% light speed using ground-based lasers. These tiny spacecraft could reach Alpha Centauri in just 20 years, beaming back close-up images of another solar system as they zip past at 37,000 miles per second. For crewed missions, ion engines could cut Mars travel time from 9 months to under 40 days. Fusion rockets using mini hydrogen bombs could reach 12% light speed, enough to reach nearby stars in decades rather than millennia. Antimatter would be the ultimate fuel, converting matter to energy with 100% efficiency, though a single gram costs about $70 trillion to produce. The most tantalizing possibility comes from physicist Miguel Alcubierre's discovery that Einstein's equations permit faster-than-light travel by compressing space ahead of a ship and expanding it behind, allowing the vessel to surf through spacetime. This requires enormous amounts of exotic, negative energy we've created only in microscopic amounts. Whether this becomes practical may determine if humanity remains confined to our stellar neighborhood or spreads throughout the galaxy. Giordano Bruno was burned at the stake in 1600 for suggesting our sun was one of many stars with orbiting planets. 4 centuries later, we vindicated his vision spectacularly. Over 4,000 extrasolar planets have been documented, with more discovered almost daily. The Kepler spacecraft monitored 200,000 stars, detecting the tiny dimming when planets pass in front of them. What we found shocked astronomers. Our solar system is weird, with most planetary systems featuring giant planets orbiting closer to their stars than Mercury orbits our sun. The most stunning discovery was TRAPPIST-1, 7 Earth-sized planets orbiting a single red dwarf star, with 3 in the habitable zone. They orbit so closely that if you stood on one planet, the others would appear larger than our moon, hanging in the sky like massive jewels. Kepler data suggests every visible star has at least one planet, with about 20% hosting Earth-like worlds in habitable zones, meaning approximately 20 billion Earth-like planets exist in our Milky Way alone. The search for life focuses on biosignatures, chemical indicators like oxygen and methane appearing together, which quickly react unless continuously replenished by living organisms. The James Webb Space Telescope will analyze exoplanet atmospheres with unprecedented precision, potentially detecting alien life's chemical fingerprints within years. Discovering even microbial life elsewhere would prove that life isn't a miraculous accident, but an inevitable consequence of chemistry and physics. Russian astronomer Nikolai Kardashev ranked civilizations by energy consumption. Type 1 harnesses planetary energy, Type 2 controls their star, Type 3 commands a galaxy. Earth sits at Type 0.7, not even a full planetary civilization. We're 1 to 2 centuries from Type 1, but this transition is perilous, with tribal instincts and weapons capable of self-destruction. Yet, planetary civilization emerges, the internet connects billions, and young people increasingly identify as citizens of Earth. A Type 2 civilization would be effectively immortal, moving planets to avoid cosmic threats and harnessing stellar energy through Dyson spheres, massive solar collector arrays. Scientists have scanned 250,000 stars for infrared signatures of such structures, but found nothing. As we spread through the galaxy, different human branches might emerge through genetic and cybernetic modifications, yet we'd diverge by only 0.1%, no more than current human variation. The ultimate frontier might be consciousness itself. Once we map the brain's complete wiring diagram, we could encode consciousness onto laser beams traveling at light speed, downloading into robotic avatars to explore environments no biological human could survive. Even this faces universal death through the Big Rip, accelerating expansion that will tear apart galaxies, stars, and atoms. But a Type 3 civilization might create wormholes to escape into younger universes. This cosmic perspective transforms everything. We're potentially ancestors of a species destined to spread throughout the cosmos. The stars aren't distant lights. They're our destiny, our children's inheritance.